At 8:06 here on AM 1340 KXCO and Mixed Country 96, Ray Michaels, glad to be joined by Chief Susan Rocket from Mexico Department of Public Safety. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
It's a brisk start to the day, but it's not as bad as it has been.
Truly.
And I know things have, I don't want to use a Q word that would get me in trouble, but I know things have kind of calmed down just a bit for the department since a spate of fires earlier in this year and into last year. I know we've got the arrest warrant out for Brandon Spears with the Forest Village fire. Mm-hmm. Can you share any other information regarding how that investigation is going?
First of all, you know, our condolences go out to Mrs. Stewart's family.
Absolutely.
Secondly, work has never stopped on that. You know, we're kind of like a duck. We're floating on the top, but our feet are pedaling really hard underneath. I can't begin to tell you how many interviews and people that we have spoken with and in a very, very wide-ranging swath of this country. And things are still going. Mr. Spears had a warrant before our warrant. So if he had ever contacted any police, he would have been arrested on different charges. But yeah, we are seeking him. We have talked to everybody, I think, that knows him, or has ever known him, or passed him on the street. And the book gets bigger and bigger every day. So just want to make sure that everybody is assured that work is being done on this every day, and there's never been a day that there hasn't.
And it's not just you or your department that's working on this. Is the Missouri State Fire Marshal investigation still going on?
Well, we had the fire marshals come on at the inception, and they did what they do, and they've collected theirs and finished up their portion of it. And, you know, we're always making stone soup. You know, everybody is bringing what they have and adding it to it and that kind of thing. But our detectives and our officers have actively been involved in trying to find Mr. Spears and finish up what we've started.
And taking that into just a little bit different take, you had some apparatus that sustained some damage during those fires. How is how's that coming along? Are they back in service? Are you still using loaners?
No, they are not back. You know, we are still in the thralls of parts not coming in and that kind of thing. So we are still working on that. We're also in line with every other fire department that suffered the same consequences that we did. So everybody's trying to get everything fixed from that horrible cold snap.
Absolutely. And that's, yeah, it wasn't just you guys that, the apparatus manufacturers and dealers have been flooded, no pun intended,
right,
with a number of apparatus. Speaking of fire season, what tips do you have? As you know, we're still not done with the cold snap, according
sure.
to Punxsutawney Phil. We're seeing six more weeks of winter. What are some home safety and heating tips as we continue on with winter?
Always the first one is that fireplace safety. Do not burn trash, paper, pre-treated wood, that kind of stuff. Get the hard, seasoned wood that is for burning in fireplaces, first and foremost. Keep the screen in front of it. Keep the children and pets away from it. You know, all the basic things. Same thing with space heaters. You know, space heaters have come a long way and are much safer than they were back in the day. But they're still, you want to make sure they're not going to be able to tip over or have something fall on top of them. And then going back further, the overloading an outlet. And, you know, plugging two or three space heaters into one plug is not going to work.
Not going to work. Don't lay a throw rug over them, if you even
over
have
the,
throw rugs
yeah.
anymore. But, yeah, when you and I were kids, the heating elements were pretty much exposed in
right.
those space heaters. So they have come a long way. But still, they have not lessened their electrical usage. Let's
right.
put it that way.
And an extension cord is just a recipe for disaster.
And that goes with so many things, not
right.
just...
Not just space heaters.
Not
but,
just space heaters.
But yeah, extension cords are the bane of our existence.
And as we kind of come out of winter, or if we have a nice warm day, people are going to be out raking leaves and kind of getting a head start on cleaning up the yard. What are some tips there that people need to be aware of?
Please, if you're having trouble keeping your leaves in a pile, there is too much wind to be burning leaves. And also, you can burn leaves, you can burn some sticks and that kind of thing. You can't burn furniture We run into that often. No, you cannot burn furniture. You can't burn your trash. You can't burn those things in the city limits.
Nor can you burn in the street, right?
You cannot burn in the street, nor in the ditches.
Oh, no, that I was not aware of.
Right.
So, yeah, it just tends to clog up the sewer systems, stormwater systems, and yeah. So, what else should folks know about Mexico Public Safety? You're still looking for officers, right?
We are still hiring. We have two people in the academy right now that we have hired, and we've got people standing by waiting for their opportunity to go. We're in the process. We've got a couple of people in the process of hiring and stuff like that. So that still puts a significant percentage of our people not in the 100% contributing category. But, you know, the beauty of public safety is, you know, we can get you in the fire operations, and we can get you started learning in the fire operations. You've got a job. You're still working toward a goal. And there is no... there's no slowdown or put off waiting on an academy to start, in other words.
Very cool. So you can do at least one aspect of the job before you get into the academy to go out and start working the streets.
Right, because we do most of the fire training in-house, so we can get you started.
How many instructors do you have on the fire side of things?
We just fire. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Jim Day is our fire instructor and our fire sergeant right now. We have a lot of people who can instruct different things in fire or police operations.
Very good. Chief, anything else you want to throw out there this morning?
No, just everybody keep your fingers crossed. We're looking for spring to come here as quickly as we can hasten it, and some warm weather for a change.
Well, and maybe once spring training gets underway before too long, that will really kind of help hasten the arrival, at least the feel of it anyway.
Right.
Chief Susan Rocket from Mexico Public Safety, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.